Christ actually gave us 5 great commissions, one in each of the Gospels and one in the book of Acts. Evangelism is more than our responsibility. It is our great privilege. We are invited to be a part of bringing people to God's eternal family. As long as there is one person in the world who does not know Christ, the church has a mandate to keep growing. Growth is not optional. It is commanded by Jesus. We should not seek church growth for our own benefit, but because God wants people saved. Purpose number 4, baptizing them. In the Greek text of the Great Commission, there are 3 present participle verbs, going, baptizing, and teaching. Each of these is a part of the command to make disciples. Going, baptizing, and teaching are the essential elements of the disciple-making process. At first glance, you might wonder why the Great Commission gives the same prominence to the simple act of baptism as it does to the great tasks of evangelism and edification. Obviously, Jesus didn't mention it by accident. Why is baptism so important to warrant inclusion in Christ's Great Commission? I believe it is because it symbolizes one of the purposes of the church, fellowship, identification with the body of Christ. As Christians, we're called to belong, not just to believe. We're not meant to live Lone Ranger lives. Instead, we are to belong to Christ's family and be members of his body. Baptism is not only a symbol of salvation, it is a symbol of fellowship. It not only symbolizes our new life in Christ, it visualizes a person's incorporation into the body of Christ. It says to the world, this person is now one of us. When new believers are baptized, we welcome them into the fellowship of the family of God. We are not alone. We have each other for support. Purpose number 5, teaching them to obey. The word we commonly use to refer to this purpose is discipleship. The church exists to edify or educate God's people.